This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, my friends. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, oh, how often we struggle to forgive those who have hurt us in some way. We ask that you would bless us through the words of your Son, our Lord, this morning, and so that his love would be in us, and so that our faith is strong, and that we may forgive others as you have forgiven us. Amen. You may be seated. At times, some of us are just better at some things on paper. And for many of us, one of those things is sports. Some of us enjoy sports and athletics. We cheer on our team. Maybe we even understand the X's and O's as well as the players and coaches, and maybe arguably even somewhat better. But for whatever reason, God in his infinite wisdom just did not bless some of us with the ability to do that activity physically. Try as we might, we can't kick, throw, catch, spike, or any of those kind of things when we actually attempt to do them. We may look like a Hall of Famer when it comes to 2K and Madden and FIFA on the gaming system, but when we go and attempt the actual physical activity, we maybe are good enough for America's Funniest Home Videos. In all honesty, the same thing probably can be said about us and forgiveness. As we sit here this morning, we know what forgiveness is. We know what God expects us to do when it comes to forgiveness. But when it comes time to actually forgive as Jesus commands, so often you and I struggle. And so this morning, once again, we hear the words of our Lord and Savior as he helps us with our forgiveness. We hear the words of our Savior recorded by St. Matthew in the Gospel, the 18th chapter, beginning there at the 15th verse. Jesus said, "Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. And if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector. Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." There is so much in these few verses of Scripture that if I go through everything this morning, we're going to be here at least a minimum till noon. And I know we don't have time for that this morning, and so I'm going to just touch, because of that, just a few points. The overarching theme in this section of Scripture is that forgiveness comes from love. And so what Jesus is directing us to do here is he's simply telling us that you and I, we are to spare no effort to allow someone to come to us to admit their fault so that then our relationship can then be restored like it was before the situation that happened. And so if forgiveness is motivated by love, that means one of the worst things that you and I can do is brood about being wronged by somebody, or brood about that person who has wronged us. Brooding about that person, brooding about that wrong that happened to us can actually be, in a sense, fatal, because it can consume, it can poison our mind, it can poison our life. And it can consume us to the point where we can't think about anything else except for that person who wronged us. And so as sinful human beings, the result often is that then we turn around and we do something to that person who wronged us. We hold that grudge with no intention of ever letting that grudge go. When that apology finally comes, we hang and hold that wrong they did to us over their head as if that apology, you know what, that's not good enough now at this point. Sometimes a person can brood so hard and so long on something that's been done to them that they become consumed by it, they become bitter, they retaliate. And that bitterness and consumption can be so strong with a person that when they retaliate in a way that no clear-thinking person would ever act that way. Such as like when we hear about what is labeled a crime of passion or something like that. It can be that consuming for us. If forgiveness is motivated by love, our Lord's showing us here, then when somebody has wronged us, we need to go see that person face to face. But see, we don't like doing that, especially in our society today. Texting and using social media seems to be so much easier because then we don't have to have that uncomfortable confrontation. But see, the problem is that texts and emails and social media, even letters to some point, they can be misunderstood. They can be misread. They can convey a tone that was honestly never intended. And so the reminder from our Lord here really is that when such a thing happens to you, go and see that person face to face. But the sinful human nature doesn't want to do that. That's difficult. It's not easy. We don't like to have to do something. It's much easier to be passive aggressive and snarky on that post on social media, because maybe we can win some people over to our side in this argument we're having because we're the ones, after all, that have been wronged. It's easier to tee off on somebody as we hide behind that cell phone screen texting away than it is to go look them in the eyes and talk to them face to face and forgive them as the Lord commands. I'm pretty sure that every single one of us in this room has been guilty of not forgiving properly at some point in our life. And so today we need to be here and we need to ask for forgiveness. Maybe as you sit here this morning in the chapel, you are holding a grudge or something like this, and now is the time today to ask for forgiveness. And each of us need to take the time this morning to ask for forgiveness for such sins, because we do not want those things bound to us for time and eternity. And yet this morning, thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Because these sins, all of our sins in fact, all of them have been taken away from us because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and His love. In love, Jesus came to give us forgiveness. It was love that motivated Him to take on our flesh and to then climb up on that cross and to forgive our sins. Jesus came in the flesh so that He could live in a perfect accordance with God's will. What did that mean? That means He never held a grudge. He always forgave His enemies. He even forgave those people that mocked Him as He hung up on that cross, as He was dying for their sins and ours. It was love that motivated our Lord and Savior to climb to that cross and to stay on that cross so that you and I, we can have forgiveness for every time that we have held a grudge, for every time that we have not forgiven somebody else like we want God to forgive us, every time we've gossiped about somebody as retaliation on social media, every time you and I have been passive-aggressive in that text message we sent to get back at that person that has wronged of us. Yes, my friends, in love, Jesus has forgiven you and me these sins because of His life and death. And not only has Jesus won that forgiveness for you and me, but He gives it to you personally. He gives it to you individually. You receive the Lord's forgiveness personally every time you receive His forgiveness from His called servant, whether it's in the worship service or in His office, and He says to you, "Lift up your hearts unto God, for God our Heavenly Father has been merciful to us and has given His only begotten Son to be the atoning sacrifice for all our sins. As a called servant to Christ and by His command, His power, and His authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." You get to receive that forgiveness of God again and again when you go to Him for comfort and when you go to your Lord and Savior for assurance in His Word that He will help you get over that grudge and that He will forgive you for holding that grudge through His Holy Word. You receive that forgiveness of your Savior every time His body and His blood is placed on your lips in His supper. You receive that forgiveness every time your brother or sister in the faith says to you, "Be of good cheer, I forgive you." Having heard our Savior's words this morning, forgiveness is going to be easy now, right? Of course not. Unfortunately, we're still stuck in that state of being a saint and a sinner at the very same time. And yet, my friends, let these words of our Lord and Savior penetrate your heart and mind so that the next time somebody has wronged you, you have the love of Christ, that love that won your forgiveness, dwelling within you so you can give that forgiveness to somebody like God has given to you. May our Savior's words strengthen your faith to let go right now of that grudge, that anger, that hurt that somebody has caused you so that those feelings and sins are not bound to you. No, rather, rejoice in our Savior's forgiveness and love because He has forgiven you. Your sins are loosed and heaven will be your home. Amen.